I'm just kind of curious, though, in terms of this issue about the radiation, to what extent does prior radiation affect the ability to dose the drug in terms of marrow tolerance?
Yeah, that's a great question. Oh, my gosh. This comes up a lot, and I think that it's underappreciated by a lot of people, so I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, it depends on how much of the marrow was radiated. I think when the pelvis is radiated, you're getting up close to that 20% of the marrow reserve if they get standard pelvic field for cervix cancer curative treatment. So that's a pretty big chunk of the marrow reserve that these patients have. It's worse if they get periaortic radiation as well, so the extended fields. So yes, it can affect the dosing. In these trials, we have abbreviated the dose a bit so that they could get the therapy repetitively. The one thing I'll say is that unlike ovarian and endometrial cancer, the expectation to get 6 cycles of treatment is actually quite a bit lower.
So I'm curious, when she went into CR with the chemo bev, did her hoarseness get better?
Yeah, no, so that improved because that happened to be a recurrent laryngeal nerve kind of impingement from the nodal thing. In fact, that was one of the very first things she noticed, or at least I noticed, is that I said, wait a minute, your voice isn't as hoarse anymore. She's like, yeah, it seems to be getting better.